It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As the saying goes, everyone has a story to tell, but many people never get around to writing about the important moments, ideas, and feelings that made up their lives.
What do you want family and friends to know about your life? What do you think future generations can learn from reading about what life was like for you? How do you write about painful experiences that you went through?
Mark Knepper is a retired English teacher and journalist. He realized that he could help Wisconsinites express themselves through writing, and he created the Writing Your Life workshop for seniors. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me to your program.
We also have two workshop participants. Lori Janis is here, retired from the city of Madison. And Meg Meyer is a retired mathematics educator in UW-Madison School of Education. Lori and Meg, welcome to you both.
Well, thank you for having us.
It's wonderful to be here.
Lori, let's start with you. Why did you want to start writing about your life?
Well, I kind of didn't, but I took a chance and went to my first class there at the Senior Center, and I loved it so much that I just kept coming back.
What made you hesitate about writing your life story?
It's just not something I ever wanted to do, and it felt a little overwhelming to think about 60 years and all the events and all the things that happened and shaped my life. And I just wasn't all that interested in putting all that down on paper, I guess.
So where did you dip in? Where did you begin?
Well, I dipped in with what was going on now. And as the few years that I've been in the class have gone by, I've gone a little deeper and a little farther back and remembered a lot of significant events and so a lot of really insignificant events, but they're all part of me and they're all part of who I've become.
Such a tapestry, yeah. Meg, I understand that you have a photo of your family that triggered your desire to write about your life. Can you tell us about this photograph and how it inspired you?
It's a typical Christmas time photograph. You can see a Christmas tree in the back of our living room. And it's a photo probably taken in the late 40s. And it's the five of us of my family. And I really like the photograph, but I noticed, about 5 years ago that it is really, really fading. It will disappear. And I realized as the last member of that family that the photo is like a metaphor of memories. I'm the last one who has the memories of that family. So I've designated myself as keeper of the memories. And that means that most of the time when I'm writing about family members and things that happened that were important to them. For example, this morning I got off into a reminiscence about my father watching Westerns on television. And I think that will be my next story.
What type of Westerns did he love?
Oh, Gunsmoke, for sure. anything where it was a, you know, good versus evil. I think he probably was born maybe 50 years too soon or too late. He would have been the town sheriff or the the gentleman who was eager to join the posse to restore law and order.
It sounds like, Meg, that you write about whatever bubbles up from your past because a lifetime is a lot of memories to hold inside of oneself. So how do you approach this in a rigid way? Do you kind of go with the flow as to what to write about?
I absolutely go by the flow. You know, sometimes it's something that happens to me, and I think it's noteworthy. But it doesn't, I don't just sit down and write. You know, sometimes the ideas will percolate over the course of a day or a week before I'll think, oh, this is the approach I want to take. And then I can sit down and come up with a title or a first line. And then the writing becomes much more deliberate, I guess.
Mark, turning to this workshop, this must be really fun for you to encourage this type of writing. How did this workshop develop?
By chance, I would say. I was having a conversation with a good friend and former colleague, and she mentioned that she would speak with her aunt, an elderly aunt, once or twice a month, and they would just trade stories. And she said to me, I wish there was some way for her to formally, you know, record those stories. I took that conversation and just pondered on long walks and thought, what can I do with that? And I had just retired. And the idea came to me to create this workshop. And the title of the workshop came to me instantly. That was the first thing, Writing Your Life. And then I decided to fashion the workshop after some protocols and strategies that I've used with the Greater Madison Writing Project through the University of Wisconsin and the National Writing Project, but then also to incorporate writing instruction to the workshop so that it's not just saying to people, here, go write. I'm actually trying to encourage them by giving them some writing knowledge and strategies.
What prompts do you think help people open up and give them some, I don't know, scaffolding to start this process?
I use a lot of prompts, and one of the participants in the workshop said to me once, I just hate prompts. It was kind of a funny moment. And then the prompts kept coming, and she said, oh, I think I need the prompts. And she found herself oftentimes writing about the prompts that I would share with them. And the prompts are based oftentimes on things that happen in my life. And then I think, can people write about this? Can I craft it into a prompt? And sometimes I look online for prompts that I might use. Some prompts come from reading I'm doing on writing memoir. The idea of the prompts, though, is just to get the engine started. If you think about a cold car in the winter, you need to warm things up. Sometimes people get overwhelmed with the idea of trying to write about their life. So my focus is, instead of writing about this big span of your life, to write about a moment and see if there's a story there. And then if there's a story there, see if there's some meaning you can apply to the story.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mark Knepper is with us, former newspaper reporter and high school English teacher, developed this workshop called Writing Your Life. And two of the participants, Meg Meyer and Lori Janice, are with us as well. You know, Lori, who is your audience here? Who do you want to read about your life?
Because the class has been so significant, I go to them first. I just find myself writing for them. Certainly for myself first. I share with my husband, who is my best cheerleader. But when I want to dig a little deeper and get a little better quality of writing, I go to the class.
You feel like you get that honest feedback and support.
Oh, completely. Yes. The critiques are well thought of, well thought out, and kind, but, you know, a good spur to get me to do better. So I really appreciate that.
Meg, do you think about people reading the stories that you're writing about your past and what they might feel about them?
Sometimes I do, but often I don't think about who's going to read them while I'm writing. Although of late, I have been embracing the idea of story as gift in this way. and it happened at Christmas time, that I wrote about receiving Christmas cards over the past. And I was pretty happy with the story as it evolved. And I thought, I should send this to, and I thought of a dear friend. And I sent him a copy, and he was mentioned in my story. So my story became a gift to him. I have given copies of my stories to my two adult children. By the way, I'm not sure that they read them, but they have them. And at some point, if they haven't already read them, they will. But I really like the idea of story as gift. And now, as I think about perhaps this story about my father and watching Westerns, I will send it to his granddaughters. That might be a gift to them.
Oh, I think that's a beautiful, beautiful idea. Mark, I would imagine that some of your participants have trouble writing about painful chapters in their lives. What can be gained by reflecting on those hard times?
That is a really good question, and that is oftentimes a struggle for people. They really are hesitant to go into those memories of past events that were hard. And if they do, take a look at it, think about it, and reflect on not just the moment, but what it meant for them, it might lead them to a better understanding of themselves or of that time period in their lives. But it can be really hard. And I always stress the idea that you don't ever have to write about something that you don't want to. If it's too hard to write about it, put it aside. You might be able to go back to it later. You might never go back to that really difficult thing to write about. But if you do, there might be some rewards. There also might be some difficulty because as you start really digging into your memory, things come up that maybe you have buried. And then you have to deal with those things.
Yeah. I'm thinking back to the participant who poo-pooed prompts at first. And I'm wondering, you know, what would you say to someone who thinks, you know, I don't have interesting events to write about. I don't see my life as something where I can write some really meaningful stories.
There are people who say that. And I suggest to them, then think about your life in terms of segments or moments or time periods and see what comes up. Everybody has lived a life that is rich and full. The experiences inform how we lived our life then and how we live our life now. And it just sometimes takes a while to say, okay, that happened to me. Can I write about that?
Lori, do you think of your life differently now after writing about your past?
I think that I have looked at my life a little differently thanks to the class and to writing about it. I think initially it was, as Mark would say, I was the hero of my own story. And the antagonists, I think I've learned to look at the antagonists a little differently, look at things from their viewpoint, and appreciate kind of a deeper understanding of some of what I've been through and what has happened. And the good times maybe are a little better, and the bad times maybe are a little better too for having taken the class and writing about them and sharing those experiences.
Meg, what comes up for you?
Within the class time, there's always some time for, we call it, we can read our stories aloud.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that reading and listening to somebody reading aloud is really significant. First of all, as the writer, I find that when I am stumbling over my written words, it probably means that I need to work on that passage a little bit more. But hearing someone speak their story is really powerful. And when I, as I said, when I can elicit a giggle or a smile at an appropriate time, I think, I've hit the mark. Hit the mark there.
Yeah.
And it's encouraging for me to keep going. I just find great satisfaction in that.
Those were participants of the Writing Your Life workshop, Lori Janis and Meg Meyer, and instructor Mark Knepper, a retired journalist and English teacher who created this writing class through the Greater Madison Writing Project.